Hour number two of the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us. Before we get back to the business at hand, I want to acknowledge one of my main sponsors, Home Comfort USA. Now, it's getting cold out. Last night, I went for a run at 8:30 and it was like 46 degrees and I thought something is wrong with me. And then I got inside and I just take for granted we've got a heater. Well, these days, we shouldn't take such blessings for granted. And here's the deal with Home Comfort USA. They're offering you up to $2,500 cash back to trade in either your old furnace or your AC system and get an upgrade to a brand new energy efficient Lennox furnace and air conditioning system. It's a great deal. Easy financing, payments as low as $99 a month, and they want to help you. I mean, you think about $2,500 cash back and get a new heater and peace of mind. Over the summer, I made mention last year, our AC broke down. And maybe you're like me, just hit the button inside and you just expect cool air to come through. Well, that didn't happen. So maybe at the very least, get your heater or your air conditioning checked. And I cannot think of anybody else other than my friends at Home Comfort USA. HomeComfortUSA.com is the website. You can also call 888-862-1929. If you say Frank sent you, they're going to be extra specially kind to you. 888-862-1929. Home Comfort USA. Before we get into business at hand this hour, let's talk to Brent in Los Angeles. Brent is always a wonderful addition to the program. Brent, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on AM 790 KABC.
A holy, illuminating, and courageous Christmas, Frank.
Thank you. You too.
It's not just you. I'm outraged as well. And I'm thinking, why the hell did we give the Merchant of Death to Putin when we could have sent him some real merchants of death and mayhem, like Joe and Hunter Biden, Obama, Fauci, Judas Mayorkas, George Soros, Chuck Schumer, Adam Schiff, or our own Barbara Farrar? And I can list a lot more. Biden's acts of treason du jour are getting old. How about the $80 billion of weapons he gleefully gave to Afghanistan, or his billion-dollar crime family deals with the CCP, his multi-million-dollar deals with Ukraine, his billions of dollars to Iran, and his aid and assistance in helping Iran to acquire nuclear warheads, or his paying Hamas millions to pay to slay Jews in Israel, his fentanyl collusion with the cartels and the CCP, or his murder of senior citizens with COVID, not being allowed to get safe and effective medicines such as ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. And I'm just wondering, isn't he supposed to be put before a firing squad already?
Wow. I don't know about that, but here's the question that came to mind. You're obviously very well informed. How do you keep your wits about you, knowing that to anybody with a modicum of intelligence, you look at this administration and they're lying to us as if somehow we're all stupid? Did I lose you?
I'm here.
Oh, yeah. How do you keep your peace of mind? How do you keep me moving forward? How do you keep standing for truth?
Well, I guess I think in terms historically, we're in a time of darkness, and there have been many times of darkness in history. And I believe in God, and I know ultimately we're going to win. I just hope we don't have to have too many deaths before that happens. And so it is just unsettling. And we have to be recognizing there's a godly and divine dimension here. And it's coming out. Just all the horror and the terror of what's going on in this country is hemorrhaging. It's just it's unbelievable of what's happening with Twitter now and Elon Musk. This is unbelievable. But the truth is coming out.
Brent, I'm, as I always say, very grateful for your call. Thank you for tonight, and I look forward to many more. And I do have some comments about some of the powerful things you said. Thank you for saying it on my program.
Bless you. See ya.
All right. First thing and foremost, I completely agree with Brent. If I did not have my faith in God, I mean, it would get a little iffy. And I'm not one of those Christians that think, oh, God's in control. I just pray and whatever's going to happen is going to happen. No way. And I sense a 10-minute diatribe coming against organized Christianity, but I'm not going to go there other than to say this. I think anyone that professes faith in God and believes in evil, I mean, you're being called to step forward. We have an event. I have a men's ministry. We have an event coming up February the 25th in Los Angeles. Wasn't planning on mentioning this, but part of the title is called Where Are All the Mighty Men of God? I mean, where are we here? 2 years of COVID. People don't want to go back to church. I mean, and as Christians, we're called to count the cost. But my concern is, I think we've got a lot of, well, softness. I have a friend that has a ministry in India, and he once called the body of Christ in America the fat in the body of Christ. Now, all that is obviously my personal view. I'm not here to rail on the church, but I'm here to say, if you profess faith in God, I can't imagine you're just sitting around going, oh, everything is good. Can't wait for Jesus to come back. Or the idea of being lied to. Hardworking middle-class Americans, we're losing it. And the more ground we lose right now, highly unlikely that we'll be able to gain it back. So at the very least, for me, especially in my ministry, we're talking about not only counting the cost, but it's time to hold the line. Calling men to step forward and be men, let alone men of God? Where are they? Seriously. I got an email from somebody. I'm in social media if you don't follow me on all the usual places. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. I do it because, you know, to promote the ministry. But it's not like I post 20 things a day. Here's my point. I got an interesting direct message from somebody going, well, I see that you're charging for your event in February. Aren't you a Christian? And I'm thinking, yeah, and I have to pay for the auditorium, and I have to pay speakers, and I have to pay to feed you. Why would you ask that? And I think it speaks to a deeper reality that I think some of us are used to having a free ride. And for me, I think if you're going to get a little skin in the game, if you're going to pay some money, you're more likely to show up and put some energy into things, energy into your life, invest in yourself instead of just getting freebies. Yeah, I just want to sit around, have the government pay me a nice check. I don't want to go to work. Ah, what a horrible way to live. You know, the Bible talks about a good, hard, honest day's wage is a blessing. But when it comes to culture and what's going on, I think the greatest crisis in our country is men not being men. I really do. And I get hit from all angles on that one. But all I can tell you is I believe God's calling me to lead a men's ministry, and we'll do our part and challenge men to step up. And especially discover who the real enemy is. I may be theologically conservative, but the left is not necessarily my enemy. My enemy is Satan. My enemy is evil. I believe there is such a thing. And for a guy that spent more than two decades of his life as a New Age teacher that didn't believe in evil, all I can say is, let me tell you, when I gave my life to the Lord, it all broke loose. And I thought, where have I been? How dumb am I? Evil doesn't exist. Just look around. Evil doesn't even mask itself anymore. But I think one of the greatest lies is that, again, we're just one person. We feel so helpless and powerless. And I say, no way. You're created in the image of God, whether you acknowledge God or not. And yeah, life can be a little overwhelming and it's a little scary, but it's also pretty doggone exciting. One of my greatest woes is men have been taken out by the enemy and they don't even know we're in a war, let alone who the enemy is. And again, speaking clearly, the enemy is Satan. It's evil. If you would like to get into that conversation or anything else, phone line, we have a wide open board, 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. Adam is the man that you speak with when you call in. He's screening the program. Wayman is running the controls. And one last thought before we break. Usually I'll get emails from people that have issue with me. I've gotten two already in the last 10 minutes. We don't like you. You're just a right-wing Nazi. Look, you know, whatever floats your boat. If that makes you feel better to send a little anonymous email, okay, I'm really devastated. But I say let's have a conversation. If you truly disagree with one of my positions, let's talk about it. I'll give you airtime. You'll have thousands of people that you can talk to as well just by calling the program. 800-222-5222. And if you'd like to call in and speak about an issue in the news or maybe something I've covered on the program, you're also welcome to call. 800-222-KABC are the numbers. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. You are listening to the one and only Talk Radio 790 KABC. Grateful to be here. Hey, if you listen to the program, you've heard me talk about Rejuvenu Med Spa in Pasadena. And I've talked about my right shoulder. I tore my rotator cuff about 4 or 5 months ago. And I went in and got PRP, which they what they do, if you don't know PRP, they pull your blood, they spin it, they pull out, you know, I don't know all the ins and outs medically speaking, but they pull out certain things and then they shoot it back in to the area, platelet-rich plasma, and it is like healing properties. And my right shoulder, as God is my witness, it's about 85 to 90%. I couldn't even pick it up. So, about 3 weeks ago, I messed up my left shoulder. And I'm going back in to get another PRP shot. So, I just want to tell you, if you're in pain about the usual stuff, achy joints, Rejuvenu is an amazing place. They have the latest in regenerative and rejuvenation procedures, PRP being one of them, stem cells. They do things like... oh, gosh, they've got the holiday specials, soft wave treatment, photo facial, cool sculpting. You name it. They've got it there. And Dr. John Shea is a man that has great integrity, and he really cares. It's like what a resource we have for our community in Rejuvenu. So I would say call them or at least go to the website, rejuvenu.com, and maybe make an appointment. I may see you next week. If you make an appointment now, I'm going to get a shot, I think, the end of the week of PRP. Rejuvenu Med Spa is in Pasadena, 626-551-4800. 626-551-4800. And again, what a blessing to our community is Rejuvenu. Klaus Schwab is the head of the World Economic Forum. This guy is really, I can be flippant and call him a piece of work, but I think he's borderline evil. Recently, he spoke on China and the state media, where he said that the Chinese regime is a role model, quote, in the systematic transformation of the world, end quote. This is the World Economic Forum. Biden's in on this stuff. They signed an agreement at the G20 summit in Bali. It's crazy what they plan on doing over the next 5+ years. But Schwab praised China. Meantime, hopefully you've read about, there have been massive protests sweeping across China with their zero COVID policy. I have to tell you, you want to talk about bravery, draconian COVID policies, China, what they've done. And yet in Shanghai, Beijing, a lot of the big cities, thousands of people in the streets publicly opposing the Chinese Communist Party, calling to have Xiaoping set down. It's, and yet we here in America, we're like, well, I don't know. I don't know if we'll make a difference. Online posts on the country's social media and Chinese residents blamed a lot of the COVID-19 curbs for at least 10 deaths. We talked about that. High-rise apartment that was sealed. People couldn't get out. And that started a lot of the protests in at least 10 cities across China. Maybe it's a far reach, but I don't think so. I think some of people in positions of authority in our country, you know, the folks that relish the idea of lockdowns over the last 2 years. Brent mentioned the fake doctor, Barbara Ferrer. I think they're kind of watching the Chinese going, well, I mean, if she implements another mandate for mask wearing in L.A. County. And by the way, if you want to wear a mask, I have no problem. But I think it's a personal choice, not the government mandating you have to. I think they're kind of watching the Chinese and going, well, I don't know. If somehow they implement this mandatory mask wearing, how many people would abide by it in L.A. County? I we'll get to another story that maybe begs the question. So I am greatly encouraged by what I see in China, namely the protests. I am greatly grieved by what I'm seeing by the Chinese government and what they continue to do. 800-222-5222. We have a couple lines open, 800-222-KABC. We've got Pete and Helen. Let's talk to Pete and El Monte first. Pete, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on AM 790 KABC. Hello, Pete.
Hey, Frank. Good to have you back on the air out here.
Thank you.
Back a ways back, you know.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Hey, I think that what's happening with the leadership, they don't think there's repercussions for what they did. They're not afraid. Like in the old days, kings and queens, like they could have their throats slit at any time or heads chopped off by the people. Now it's like they're not afraid of anything, including God. You know, the kings and queens did believe that they were going to have a final judgment. Right now, they don't think so. So they just do what they want.
Well, I would be not in complete integrity if I didn't tell you I really don't have any issue with what you've said. But I think that's the nature of evil. Evil is just brash. It obviously doesn't have a belief in God or judgment. And we are seeing evil unleashed. And I'm not here to demonize necessarily the present administration because their politics speak enough for themselves. And I think Republicans as well need to be held accountable. But your point about no fear, no punishment, I mean, we're as a country, we're just like we hear, you know, half the country is on one side, half is the other. When are people going to have enough? You know, the whole January 6th debacle, being called an insurrection, it's just a lot of nonsense. And the media now is the biggest propaganda arm of the government. I think most people, here's the bottom line. I think most people in our country are too comfortable for their own good, even though things are getting a little iffy.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing is with the kids, I mean, you know, I talked to my friend back in New York and he's like, they're not in fear of not having a job. They're not fearful. Like when I was in college and stuff, I always thought I got to get money, get married, have kids, which I did. But now they're not worried about that. You know, you got to worry a little bit. You have a little bit of fear of that too, you know, the future.
Pete, I appreciate your call and I do thank you for it. And I think here's the good news to what you're saying. For those that may have listened to the program at the beginning and my commentary by Neil Oliver I think people are starting to wake up, and I think government entities are becoming a little concerned about the masses are getting a little fed up. So we will see what happens. Thanks again, Pete. All right. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Helen in Torrance. She has a completely different topic she wants to share. It says men can begin by respecting women. Interesting. Helen, you're on the air on KABC. Thank you for calling.
Well, I just turned on the radio and heard you say, where are the men in this nation? And it occurred to me, well, the first very simple thing men can do without spending any money is when they get up in the morning and they go out to their jobs or wherever they do go in the morning, and they see women about them in cars next to them, walking down the street, whatever, to start respecting women when they see women. Let them look at them as the counterpart to men and start doing it's a mental thing, respect. And it occurred to me that the wave of emasculation in this nation is with, and I'm sorry to be so crass or bold, but I'm just going to say it, and that is pornography has brought men's consciousness down to a point where they don't respect women for who they are in society, the women who are rocked the cradle and raised the children. And we've become a crotch-oriented society, beginning in our schools. Everything is hedonistic. Everything is predicated on touchy-feely, physical, hedonistic principles. There is no respect for the difference mentally of femininity, masculinity, but I think men can start by respecting women on a mental level. It's going to take work. And finally, women have to do their part. Women are trying to entice men on a base physical level with, feminine enticements that are debased. And we're taught that by movies, music, whatever, cultural influences. Everything has become so debased. You get my point, right?
Oh, loud and clear. And you make a number of points very well, and your points are well taken. Helen, thank you for your call. And I just have to take a break. But let me just make a brief comment, and maybe I'll follow up on the other side. I think the idea, the first point you made about men respecting women, that's step one, for sure. We can strive better as a culture to do that. And I also think you were onto something near the end. I think we're watching a culture that is so hypersexualized and immoral. You talk about what we're teaching our children in the school system. This is all part, believe it or not, if you check history, this is all part of what the communists did in many parts of the world decades ago. This is all about upending society, breaking the American or the nuclear family, if you will. Pedophilia being normalized. In fact, maybe on the other side, I'll get into that story. Thank you for your call. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. Joshua, Haley, and Adam, thank you for the kind emails. I don't need kind emails, but it's always nice when I see emails of people saying, never heard you before. I really like your show. I think I'll become a regular listener. If you don't know, we are on most Friday evenings from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific here on KABC, save if there's an SC sporting event. We're preempted. But you can find all our podcasts at franksontag.com, also at kabc.com. And we invite you to listen, call the program. If you want to send an email, frank@kmgministries.com is my direct email address. We do have a few phone lines open. 30 minutes left in the broadcast. 800-222-KABC. If you care to weigh in on anything, Maybe we'll just have a conversation. If you have a question, my old program, I did afternoons for 8 years here in L.A. We did an open phone Friday, ask any question. I'm here for the remaining moments of this broadcast, and I'm thankful that you're there as well. Listening to this, the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome to the Frank Sontag Show. We are here every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific. Again, on AM 790 KABC. I got an email from Tristan, who just tuned in and asked me, are you always this intense? No, man. Look, humor is important in life. I have some things that I maintain, an optimistic view of life and levity. I love music. In fact, I love rock and roll. And that reminds me, I can say something at the end of this. If you're in social media, you'll get a kick and a good laugh out of what I'm going to share in a moment. But speaking of rock and roll, it's a great time to share about my good friend Craig Parker Adams. If you love rock and roll, you need to pick up Craig's new album. It's called Vestale Buell. You will not regret it. It is a great rock album. If you want to find out more about it, CraigParkerAdams.com is his website. And he's also a guy that loves humor. Check this out.
In a world where seahorses ride dirt bikes and gumballs grow on trees, comes the DNA cleansing rock concert of purified notes to help you be the most incredible, ultimate, bestest you. Vestale Buell, a sassy tropical blend of coconut, banana, mango, pineapple-flavored rock guitar, here to liberate and heal your soul. Take the journey and get your copy of Vestale Buell now at IARERecords.com. That's IARERecords.com. And be a part of the greatest selling rock record of all time, Vestale Buell, coming to a stadium near you.
Warning. Initiates healing upon contact.
CraigParkerAdams.com is his website. Craig has snippets of his new album as well as a number of other items on his site. CraigParkerAdams.com. Craig, thank you for being such a good friend, and I just am so grateful you are such a great musician. Thank you for sharing your gifts with the world. So Tristan asked if I'm always this intense. If you're on social media, if you're on Instagram or Facebook, I posted a photo yesterday. A friend of mine who's a journalist that I interviewed way back in the late 80s sent me a photo Wednesday night, and I couldn't believe what I saw. It's a photo of when I was a jock on KLOS. I worked at KLOS 27 years. And I don't participate in social media that much. I'll post maybe one or two items every week. I'm not into, you know, growing numbers and followers, but it's kind of fun once in a while. So yesterday I put up this photo. It's a shot of me in the very, very old KLOS days. You can see it either, if you don't follow me, on Instagram at Frank Sontag and on Facebook, same deal. And all I can tell you is, in the day and age we live, we go with the ways of culture. We think we look good. And then you go back and you see photos of 10, 20, 30 years ago. And you're like, what were we thinking about? And I'm alluding to something in particular about my look back then. Because I'll tell you, I see that now. And I'm like, man, I know they were popular, but good God. And I'm not going to tell you what it is. You have to find out for yourself. And if you do go to Facebook or Instagram and you get a laugh, make a comment. I'll go back and look tonight. Oh, and we need to laugh. I mean, the world is kind of going to you-know-what in a handbasket. And I'm not saying live in the 51st state of denial 24/7, but humor is important. Perspective is important, and yet there is a time and a place to engage in what I call wage war. The latest is pedophilia. A Colorado mom, her name is Lydia Lerma, says that she is outraged by the new trendy term called, quote, minor attracted person, end quote. You may have heard this expression. She knows personally what a pedophile can do. Her son, well, let's just say he was attacked at quite a young age. And so she has kind of taken it upon herself to speak out against culture in any push to normalize pedophilia or designate it as another sexual orientation to be tolerated. She says it's unconscionable. But if you don't know, in academic circles, some have begun to argue that pedophilia should be considered just another sexual orientation. I kid you not. In 2018, a medical student named Merjam Hein, who said she had a background in psychology, gave a presentation kind of at a TED Talk at the University of Würzburg in Germany. The talk was called Pedophilia is a Natural Sexual Orientation. In her remarks, Hein said pedophilia, quote, is an unchangeable sexual orientation, end quote, just like heterosexuality. Hein said no one chooses to be a pedophile. No one can cease being one. The term minor attracted person grabbed headlines a few years ago after Professor Alan Walker used it during a discussion in November 2021. Walker is a woman who transitioned to live as a man, talking about his, her book called A Long Dark Shadow, Minor Attracted People in Their Pursuit of Dignity. In an interview, a San Francisco organization focused on child sexual abuse, Walker said it's less stigmatizing to use the term minor attracted person than pedophile. Stay with me. I know this is uncomfortable, but it's important. A growing cultural acceptance. November headline, just last month from a Washington Post theater review, talked about a play called Downstate, which is a play about pedophiles. Washington Post called it brilliant. Quote, the off-Broadway play characterizes pedophiles as complicated and troubled victims of harsh punishment. John Euler is a 30-year veteran counselor who has worked with sex offenders in Pennsylvania and South Carolina's prison systems. Throughout his career, he's assessed hundreds of pedophiles. Euler is a member of the Association for Treatment of Sexual Abusers, says he is greatly concerned pedophilia is on the road to normalization. He said sex offender treatment specialists are now trained to view sex offenders as victims of trauma. The idea is that pedophiles are reenacting their trauma by choosing a victim of the age they were abused. Euler said, but that's an outright lie. Researchers are taking information from interviews with pedophiles, considering it to be true, instead of realizing their deal with, Euler says, the world's greatest deceivers. Normalizing pedophilia ultimately could lead to a major cultural change, elevating it to a protected class. Euler says they're going to push to have it recognized as a sexual orientation, which would grant its own civil rights status. He says if that happens, employers could no longer discriminate against pedophiles in areas such as employment. And if that's not enough, if you don't follow California politics, California Senate Bill 145 was passed in 2020, which expanded a law allowing judges discretion when considering whether those engaged in, well, sex with minors should register as sex offenders. Under the law, a 24-year-old having sex with a 14-year-old might avoid being placed on the sex offender registry under statutory rape laws. By the way, Governor Newsom is all down with this idea. One expert said, quote, the notion that a 14-year-old could consent to sexual relations with an adult is irrational. 14-year-old can't even vote. Of course, they can't even drink until they're 21. People must fight the issue of normalizing pedophilia at every junction, or suddenly it could become legal. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC are the numbers to call into the program. We have one final segment. Your calls are welcomed on any and all topics, and we'll be back with our last segment next here on the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio, 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio, 790 KABC. Listener Alice just sent me an email and said, you've got to be kidding with your photo. Not kidding. Look, if you can't laugh at yourself, you got some real issues. I can laugh at myself. May have taken me a lot of time in my life to finally get to that place. But the photo was pretty priceless up at my Instagram and my Facebook page. All right. Speaking of the holiday season, Christmas, I want to mention Albert from Noble Jewelers again. Now, I don't know if you're in the market to buy some jewelry, but Albert is a friend that I've known for about 8 years. He has a business out in Monrovia, and he hand makes everything. He's actually known for the crosses he makes. He hand makes everything, but his crosses are phenomenal. And so I went to him a few weeks ago, and I said, Albert, I want to let my KBC family know about you. And I hope and pray that some of you follow up. Call him, make an appointment, go out to his shop out in Monrovia. He has an array of jewelry that is second to none, something you may or may not know. If you go to like some of the big box stores, their jewelry may look really impressive, but they're all made from molds. There's no original jewelry. Albert makes everything from scratch. And if you go to his shop, you'll see, you know, pendants, bracelets, rings, watches. I mean, it's just an amazing place. So I want to let my KBC family know, Albert, Noble Jewelers in Monrovia, take a ride out there. He will really take care of you. 626-357-9357 is the number. 626-357-9357. And if you do call, set up an appointment, go out there. I may see you. I'm out there maybe once a week. Albert is a wonderful man and does incredible jewelry. Just phenomenal stuff. Give a gift of love to one of your loved ones with something from Albert and Noble Jewelers. You'll be glad you did. All right. How do I want to close the last segment? I've got a couple of stories. I'm not going to get into the nitty-gritty, public health leaders, scientists owe Americans apology for harms of lockdowns. Save that for maybe next week. Suppressing repurposed drugs costs millions of lives. Save that one. FDA trying to rewrite COVID history on prohibiting ivermectin. Probably save that. I just want to talk to you for a few moments. That's okay with you. I've been in this vehicle of talk radio for a number of years. It's been like 30, 36 years. We've done this program at KBC now for about 6 months. We're on one night a week from 7 to 9. I am a follower of Jesus Christ. I gave my life to the Lord in 2009. This particular program is not a Christian radio program. KBC is not a Christian radio station. I've done Christian radio previously for more than 8 years at another station in town every afternoon, 5 days a week, from 2 until 5 p.m. But I want to tell you this. One of the frustrations about talk radio for me is I'll probably never meet 99% of you. I may never know that we made a connection. In fact, I wasn't planning on reading this, but that being said, I just got a message from a listener said, I remember talking to you 30 years ago. I was a young cop and we discussed juvenile crime. Some listener Walter says, I'm glad to hear you've thrown off your leftist ideas, now walk with the Lord. I retire in 1 week after a 36 plus year career in L.A., heading to Granbury, Texas. God bless you, Walter. God bless you as well. So rare is a message like that. But I want to tell you, everything I say on this program, I mean. I'm not some air personality that has a shtick and, you know, I go off the air and Frank Sontag is my name. And I'm not bagging on anybody else. I'm just talking from my own view. There's some air personalities, they have different names. Fine, whatever. But I just want to talk to you directly in the moment we have here. Everything I share on this program, I mean, and above all, I really care about you. Now, you may not be a Christian or a follower of Christ, but I want to tell you, God loves you. Please hear me out. Because I hear this buzz, God is love, so that means, you know, love wins out, love is love, and all good. Not what I'm saying. I follow the Bible. But God loves you. He made you with a plan and a purpose for your life. My ministry is specifically about coming alongside men, discipling them, encouraging them. One of the greatest lies that we tend to buy into, and I think it's exacerbated by what I see as spiritual warfare, the shame, the guilt, making mistakes. We're all imperfect. We're all going to make mistakes in life. I just want to tell you, God loves you. And if I could play any part in encouraging you to finding the plan and purpose for your life, send me an email, frank@kmgministries.com, or just go to franksontag.com. I don't want to say, especially if you're a man, but we're a men's ministry. But I think this goes for men and women. What we've seen over the last 2 years is a separation by which we have bought into, as a society, a lot of the hype, which is fear, hysteria. And I think the buzz is somehow there's such a great divide amongst people. Never been so divided in our country. I don't believe that. I think most of us, if we have a little bit of a different viewpoint about things, most of us want the same things. We want to have a good life. Most of us want to have a family and love our loved ones and work hard and maybe try to buy a house one day, which seems to be more and more out of the possibilities with the way things are being run. But I think the greatest power is love. Not this namby-pamby love that we throw around in culture. I mean real love. My book that I follow, the Bible, says, "No greater love hath he than for one to lay his life down for a friend." I mean, that's love. And I just want to encourage you that God is in control and you've got a life to be led. Each day, tomorrow's not promised. Live life to its fullest today. Be grateful for the blessings you have. I know some of us are going through really tough times. I don't want to be insensitive or minimize any of that. But I think all that to say this, we do have a lot to be grateful for. I'll personalize it. I think I get into my pity parties and my struggles and the last year and a half has probably been the toughest season in my life. I don't need to get into specifics, but it's been a very difficult 18 months. But I do have faith in God that not only he knows what he's doing, but if I'm faithful, I'll be blessed eventually. But that's not to say life is always going to be easy and comfortable. I hope you don't misunderstand what I'm about to say, but I think some of the greatest blessings in life come through suffering. Well, what does that mean? I don't have 30 minutes to send each and every one of you all my thoughts on this, but I think sometimes in pain or suffering, it's a reality check by which when you come through on the other side, you realize, my gosh, I had so much to be grateful for in the first place. And it's an adjustment. It's like we recalibrate our perspective in life. I think our thoughts, our feelings, all that stuff, that's about you. but your heart is who you are. And I just want to appeal to your heart to try to do good in the world. You know, the Bible talks about loving your neighbor as yourself. This is a time of year when those of us that have faith, we look to the Savior of the world. I see so much hopelessness out there. So many people trying to find their way. So many people afraid. So many people, last 2 years has been just devastating. Maybe you had a small business you lost. Take heed. There is hope. And if I can help in any way, maybe go to my website, see some of the things I'm doing. I'm writing my second book. My first book is on our website. I just want to encourage you. And again, if I can help you in any way, just send me an email. I don't know if I can, but I'm willing. And through my ministry, we do help, you know, some people. We have a heart for veterans, etc. But I just want to end this week. Lord willing, we'll be back next Friday, and I just want to encourage you to stay in a place of gratitude and focus on the greatest power, which is love, and there is much hope in the world in the midst of all the darkness. And God is absolutely, undeniably, love, and a lot of other things too. I hope this short, unplanned monologue blessed you in some way, shape, or form. All right. For all the podcasts, entire broadcasts, if you missed anything, go to franksontag.com. You can email me directly, frank@kmgministries.com. Get on our mailing list. We have some announcements and events coming up in the not-too-distant future. And again, Lord willing, we'll be back next Friday evening. We are here every week from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific on Talk Radio 790 KBC. All right, we are out. Have a good night. Be safe. Stay warm. God bless you. And I'm so grateful that you're a part of this program. This is the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC.